Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of appointing a ger as a rav of a kehila, which we said should not be done because it's a position of srara. In the Lahoros Nasan and Chelek Yud Gimel Siman Ayin Dalet, he brings from the Chasim Sofer and Ebn Ezra Chelek Beis Siman Tzadi Dalet that one should not appoint a shtuki, one who is of questionable lineage, to a rabbinic position, for the reason that the Ramah writes that it's b'zayin haTorah. Because even though we know that a Talmud Chacham Mamzer is before a Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz, that means that as far as Kavod is concerned, that one should really be Mechabit him. Nevertheless, one should not really be Malahim to this position of Cheshivos, because people aren't going to listen to him. And they're going to say to him, you know, go first look at your own mother. What she did, people are not being Mechabit Torah. And therefore, this Shtuki is just going to come to Bizyonos, and not only that, he's also going to, if he's the Rav, maybe he's going to end up doing Chalitza to cover up for himself that he's a shtuki, like the Mordechai writes that a sefer Torah that a mamzer writes is possible, because we're afraid he's not makadish the shame that when he writes le'avra mamzer b'kahal Hashem. So here also he's gonna, you know, play games a little bit, being a shtuki, and he's gonna end up doing chalitza, which he really shouldn't do, because he wants to show that he's of pure lineage. However, this would only be apparently for a shtuki who has a chashash mamzerus. So then somebody's going to say to him, "Hey, check out your mother. What averus she was doing?" And he's going to try to cover up for himself. He's going to try to do chalitza. But a ger is better, because a ger is kakat and shenola dami, and he's better than a shtuki. And we find gerim who are tanoim and amoraim. The Rambam has a tshuva in Siman Kufnun Ches, where he talks about the Godel Milas Ger Tzedek, that he answers Lemarana Barabano Vadi Hamaskel Amavin Ger Tzedek, and he writes there Ki Mishan is Komishan is Gayer at Sof Kol Adoros Mitalmidu Shel Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom Hu Uvnei Veso Hem Kulam Vu Hechzer Osam Lemutav Kiem Shehechzer Anshe Doro Befi Vu Limudo Kach Hechzer Kol Atidim Lesgayer Vesavosu Shesivas Banis Beso Achrav. Look at Avraham Avinu. He's the Rebbe of everybody. Anybody who's Mizgayer is Mitamid Avraham Avinu. He was the first Kiruv person. He's the last Kiruv person. All Kiruv is the Avraham Avinu. Don't feel bad about your Yichus. We're all the same. Whatever all the miracles that happen to us, it's like they happen to you. We're Messiaches, maybe biologically, to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, but you relate to Misha Omar Vahaya Ha'olam there in a tshuva in Siman Kuf Samach. The Rambam writes, somebody was machlim his Talmud, he embarrassed him, who was a Ger Tzedek. And he says that somebody answered you, made you sad, made you angry, called you a fool. He did a big aveira and a big sin. Aveira gadola biyada v'chotet chet gadol chota. V'royal of akish mechila, he should be asking for forgiveness. And then he should fast, and he should daven, and he should lower himself. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to forgive him. He doesn't know what was. He was drunk, the Rambam says. He doesn't know that in 36 places the Torah warned us about a ger. What about the ger lo sone on us, tavarim? And it's known that chovish chiyavto Torah legerim gedoli hi ala av ala ein. It's tavenu bekavuz v'moral v'anavim l'shmo alehem. Ve'efshir shiyachavid adem v'yir v'yish m'rishen o'avo v'ala gerim s'venu b'aba rabim s'ur lelei v'haptim s'ager. So it's a lot of kavod we have to give to gerim. Parents is covered in Mora. Nevi'im, there's a din we have to listen to them. But you can give somebody covered in Mora if you don't love them. But Ger, we have to love them. V'haftim is Ager. You have to love the Navi, to love every Jew. But there's a special mitzvah to love a Ger. Kadosh Baruch Hu himself loves the Ger, as the Pasuk says, V'oev Ger, lasus alechem v'simla. V'zesh kar l'chaksil tam v'gadol, he called you a fool. The Rambam's trying to make this poor Ger feel better. Adam shenech avi v'imo mokom l'arato malchus amo bav nidvak v'um azu shi'ayom l'mitav goy eved moshlimbo. This person who left his father, his mother, his family, his country, and he comes to be a Jew. Jews are treated like garbage by the goyim, and yet you still came to be a Jew. You're nechens tanka k'tachas kanfei ashrina. How can he call you a ksil? You're the smartest guy around. Chalil alach. You're a maskil, you're a pikeach, you're a maven, you're holich nechochos. You really know what's going on. You're the smart guy. You're mitamid of Avraham Avinu. And whoever blessed Avraham Avinu He's also going to give years chayim in this world, the next world. So you see me, pekadosh of the Rambam, godel hachiyuv, love geret tzedek, v'makariv geret tzedek, chas v'shalom, not to cause him any tzar, and certainly if you became a talmid chacham, you have to do everything you can to be mechaveh him. So you're right, you're not to be mamana ger, l'inyishal srara, that's a rav kehila. But you call him other names. Call him a mor hara, maybe he can paskin shailas. He just can't have a position of authority. Call him a mor tzedek, call him a marvitz Torah. Give him a Torah of kavod. Just don't, just not srara. And there's a famous tshuva about this in Igros Moshe, Yordei Chelek Dal Tzimun Chavav, Ayin Sham. And this person is not going to try to cover up his geirus when he becomes a rav, because it's only something to be proud of. Now, the Rosh writes in Yavamos Kuf Beis that the only time there's an issue of Mikera Bachecha, that he can't be a ger, is Srara and Kfiyah, and so to the Beis Yosef brings in Yerodes of Simon Reis Samuch Tes. So we can say that a Rav, maybe he's not done big Kfiyah, maybe you can make him a ger, a Rav, he's not done big Kfiyah, he's not forcing anything. And say that you're not bound by his Psakim. However, it's very hard to do so, because a lot of times a Rav is Machriya Lefi Shikul Daito. They're Makabel his psak, and whatever the psak of the Rav is going to be, that's what the Kehila is going to follow. The Ran says in Kiddushin, Ein Vav Amid Bey, it's called Mesimus Shatameisim, have to be Mikarab Achecha. All Mesimus, even a Sura Ktana, Ein Sham, Uvarashi. And therefore, the Gemara there says, examples of Mesima, Helkach or Bibi, the Gavar Rabba, who la'ain b'mili b'shmaya, Rashi says b'gavoy tztaka b'kitzusel b'chalukosiv say the miturgamana maftirin. If Rav Bibi is going to decide about the gavoy tztaka and giving it out, and the order of giving out aliyahs and maftir, say the miturgamin, those people who do the targum of the Torah, and who's going to do maftir and aftorah, so that's mesima. So a Rav is definitely going to be paskining, since he have a yortzeit and a bar mitzvah. And the Rav is going to decide who comes first. And sometimes there's Shikol Das involved, Nidaki Shalom. And therefore, if they're Makabal upon themselves, him, the community, as a Rav, then sometimes he's going to pass even Isser Beheter, that's Srara. That's going to obligate them. And the Rambam doesn't mention anything about Kfi in the beginning of Hilchos Malachim. So therefore, you can call him a Morah HaRav, that he paskins Shailas, but not a Rav, because when the moment that you're dealing with a Rav, so that's already obligatory. But if you want to ask him Shailas and you want to follow his Pesachim Bevakasha, so again, the bottom line is that in official capacity a Ger is not allowed to serve. However, a Ger may serve as in an unofficial capacity, like today you have the Rebbetzin of the Shul. She's an unofficial Rav. The women go to her and they confide in her, and she gives them advice, and even halacha sometimes, she's not paskening from the shachs and the tazes and the sugyas and the tosfasim with all the lumdas. But if she knows the halacha, then she tells them. A lot of times she teaches hilchas nida or whatever she's doing. So that's an unofficial capacity, as long as she's not called rav. This is even amongst the very, very Haredi people. Rebbetzin Knievsky had no small position, just in an unofficial capacity. So therefore this Ger Tzedek also can be an unofficial Rav, but officially pointing him over the community, people are going to be bound by his psak that we're not allowed to do, because, as we said in the first segment, that all of the minuyim have to be from Mikarav Achecha, and that excludes Geirim. Shema Bizochim Mitzvashem, the love Geirim, Lilmodu Lalami, Lishma Velasa, Lakaim is called Ibrahim Samatrasa, Behava, Amin, Be Amen, Shalom, Shalom, Sweetest, and Husband, beloved friend.